is afzun. Greater has too much way over there. So if there was more light, this is how I understand. If there was more light, because this is what we are looking for, to have more light, light of knowledge, and say, if there was more light, you would see what we are doing. But you don't. This is what we do to you. Honestly, I'm leading you to sit down with the lion. The lion that has eaten your cow, and you really don't know it. This is the way we walk in this path. It's not that we will see the result and it's quite clear for everyone what to do, then we do it. That was the logic. Here there are the hidden parts. There are inherited stuff. There are even imitation. Because when we said quit the imitation, you started the learning with imitation as a baby. You cannot completely put it aside. We meant control. Oh, again, we have to talk about this. Let's talk about imitation. Yes, we will come to this. Let's talk about imitation.
Huck is saying, "O blind dupe, did not Tuur fall into pieces at my name? For if we had sent down a book to the mountain, it would have been split apart, then cut to pieces, and then it would have departed. If Mount Uhud had been acquainted with me, blood would have gushed in jets from the mountain. You have heard this from your father and mother. In consequence, you have embraced it thoughtlessly. If you become acquainted with him without blind imitation, by grace, you will become immaterial, like a voice from heaven. Hear this story as a deterrent, in order that you may know the destructive power of blind imitation."
He added several times, blind to imitation, to emphasize on it, because yes, you cannot, I don't know how to say it in English, because in Persian, as far as I know, it's a very strong word, I mean, with a deep meaning, taqlid. And its opposite of tahqiq means looking for the truth, research, things like that. But first of all, know that the line "for if we had sent it down, blah, blah," all that is in Arabic. One word Persian, the beginning, ke, that. That is not there. This is amazing. It's four. Okay. The rest is in Arabic. Means that Rumi is coaching something. This is a reference. And if you look at the translation, actually, and the next verse are not the same, because sometimes he uses this trick. He will say it in Arabic, then he will say it in Persian. But here, he wrote it in Arabic. This is a quotation, Quranic one. Then, something else. Suddenly, there is this peasant, stupid one, touching the lion, and the lion is thinking, "Oh, if you knew, what are you doing?" Then stopped, nothing else. He didn't go back to it, not even one word. As the story stopped, then Haq is saying, and this is saying in the way in Persian region is highlighted in a way. There is Hani, Haq Hani Yad, means always Haq is saying this. Then there are thoughts that Rumi is talking, if God is saying all this. What? First of all, he will ask that, don't you remember that the mountain exploded when faced me? Of course you don't. Moses should remember.
That's Sinai? Tuur is the same thing as Sinai?
Oh.
Mount Tuur?
Yes. In a way.
In a way.
Yeah, then this, the naming, renaming, that border, political, that stuff, huh?
Too wrong.
Yeah, because this is one thing and there is another tear. Nonsenses, anyhow. Let's stay here, because here we are hearing from Hap. Hap will say what? Say, isn't it that the Mount Sinai exploded? Then the Arabic, then that big mountain of Uhud, another mountain which that famous war in the beginning of Islam happened over there. We say, that mountain, if he knew about me, would explode. You know why you don't explode when you hear the haq? Because you hear it from your parents. And you're imitating them. When you say how, what are you talking about? Which one of you volunteers to answer to that? Believe me, you, everybody will look ridiculous. Because when you're answered, okay, come on, what do you understand about how? You saw, what did I do? I used a trick. I brought it from one language, stolen from another one. Used in one language, I brought it in English language. At least the minimum was 9 words, because that's what the field is. That's the biggest field, which is in a way very sentimental. Yes, we talk about justice and all that as sharp as we could, but it's romantic. It's always about some sort of inside involvement. It's in the truth, it's in just, it's in justice, it's in correct, it's in real, it's in expectancy, it's in, I forgot, all of that. And you know why I forget? Because each time I go on, in my mind, I go to the Persian and I will see at least 40. And I want to include them in a way, because that's what Haqq is. Because it's the essence of everything. It's that complicated. You talk about that communism, and you know what? You could know this Haqq, but not from imitation. If you stop imitation, start to think about it. You, yourself, listen to your heart. Listen to the breath. The breath is not like a chair in your mind or wherever for God sometimes to come and sit there. It's the most active part of you. It's the most tender and sensitive part of you which should be active. And the first action is just like a baby. It will cry. Why? Because of the prior torture of being imprisoned. Because that baby is imprisoned in you. It was settling down in you, you started to make walls with the logic. It was what? It was one spirit, a common spirit. We call it life. Is there a difference between that juice of life in me or you? That juice we were talking about, that life, is the same in all of us. And it's interconnected in all of us. My intelligence will cut everything to do what? To identify capital I, me. That's what animal does. We'll think about a limit, which is my space. It could be a little bit bigger if I have a big garden. and if I'm a king, it could go to there. But there is only always the limit. That's that. So he said, listen, if you cut the crap, do not repeat whatever scientifically and logically is taught to you, listen to your heart without imitation. What will happen? It will come to you. This is the point. You will not grab it. It will come to you. This is the difference. The active one in the loving relationship is beloved. Lover is not the leader. Is not the one who asks. Is not the one who suggests. Is the one who gives. That was the main stuff we talked about, right? Therefore, let me tell you a story to warn you about the danger of this imitation. Because the imitation I'm talking about and I'm suggesting that you put aside is not easy. All the animal activity is based on it, and you, like others, started with that. That's the learning too. Remember, this is not something I'm saying, okay, we live without it. At the beginning, you needed it. Therefore, let me tell you a very lovely story. And it is. This is a story that I promise you will remember, all of you. When they talk about this book two, and I say, one story, for the moment you will remember this. Later, you will change it because I will show you my favorite story in all Masnavi books. So these are the tricks. Let's hear the story, John.
How the Sufis sold the traveler's beast for the Sema.
Let me ruin the joy of following this story. Yeah. Because next time, the good fellows who are working on it, they will read it and they will come here by knowing the end, and the lazy one don't. So I will let the lazy one lose the... Because that's not what it is. There is this Sufi, he goes in a khanaha. Again, we have it. Therefore means that, don't think about somebody, that fellow that we're talking about. Because we want to talk about the mistake you will do. This Sufi came in a khanaha and parked his car. Went up and enjoyed the hospitality of the people. Those other Sufis, they needed money. And they were penniless. They looked around and said, he's driving a Cadillac. They sold his Cadillac and they started a party. They invited the guy to join in. He joined in. It was good. A lot of good stuff and drinking and becoming drunk. Then at the end of the night, the guitarist who was playing started a very special melody that Kharbiraftu, means the Cadillac is gone, the Cadillac is gone, the Cadillac is gone. Then, this is a donkey. In your time, it doesn't make sense. Anyhow, the boy of the night will end and everybody will go to sleep. And, you know. In the morning, the guy wakes up and comes down and there is no car. Ask whom? The khadim, again, that servant. Listen, where is my donkey? He said, are you kidding? Last night party, it was paid by your Cadillac. He said, you are the servant, you were supposed to come up and warn me that they want to sell my donkey. He said, I thought about it really honestly, but when I came back, you had the loudest voice about the Cadillac is gone. I thought you were enjoying it too much, you know what's happening. So now you know what the story you're listening to. Because this is what you do.